Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello everybody, welcome to Redmen TV. We've spent the day at what was an extra special Legends game, and after it we caught up with John Aldridge, Danny Agger and more Liverpool legends. Hope you enjoy. Yeah, do you enjoy that back at Anfield? Must be good.
It was, mate. It was special. I think it's been over 15 years since I played here. So my daughter never got a chance to see me play here. So she was here, my wife, and yeah, it was amazing. Listen, I don't class myself as a legend at all, but I stood on the cop as a kid, and with a foundation, I'm lucky to work with them as well now. So it was a brilliant day. A good win in the end.
Yeah, it was a good win in the end. Yeah, the comeback. I mean, Liverpool have made a habit of that this season, haven't we? But to do it in this format feels extra special, I guess.
Yeah, we started slow, and then after that, we I think Stevie dropped a little bit deeper and started getting on the ball, and we put him under real pressure. Should have scored first half, really. But yeah, it was a great comeback, and to do it in front of the cop again. How many games have we seen like that over the years? To win it in front of that as well. So yeah, brilliant, lads. And the biggest, obviously, having Sven here as well. Amazing day for him. He's been superb the last couple of days. So hopefully that will give him a big boost going forward. And then obviously for the foundation, trying to raise as much money as possible to help our community and help different programmes in our community.
Yeah, 100%. I was going to mention that. These are always brilliant days. You raise a lot of money, as you say. I mean, nearly 60,000 today. I mean, the Sven's factor, you mentioned it there as well. Like this one, they're always incredible, like I say, but this one's extra special.
It is, as I say, the whole package, you know. So winning is obviously the biggest bonus as well, but making Sven and seeing how happy he's been the last couple of days down at the training ground last night, and obviously here at Anfield, the reception he got, and you know, listen, he's an absolute legend, isn't he, Sven? And we hope that this can give him a little bit of a boost that he needs. And he's going to go home a happy man. And as I said, the foundation have made a lot of money today, which is great, which is needed, you know, because it can help provide for a lot of families and a lot of different programmes over Merseyside.
100%, yeah. And just quickly on Fernando Torres, he was not getting off that pitch before he scored, was he? No. He wasn't leaving.
No, I mean, last night in training, he was putting the ball away for fun. And yeah, he slipped a couple of times today, but it's brilliant for him. I mean, he's still in great shape and he was a hero here, and it was great for him to score, particularly in front of the cop.
Yeah. You've not lost it yourself, Chris. You looked all right. The handling was safe.
Yeah, listen. And I'm just delighted to, as I said, I don't class myself as a legend at all, but to stand on the cop and then to play for the team and then to play in games like this, but more the work that, you know, the work the LSV Foundation do now, I'm lucky to be part of that. And listen, I only play a small part of that, but I get to see the impact that some of these programmes have, how much they help people, you know, families, individuals all over Merseyside, and that's what I'm extremely proud about.
Top man, thank you very much, appreciate that. Nice one. How are we, mate? Enjoy that?
Yeah. Yeah. I did.
Nice to be back at Anfield.
It's always nice to be back. Always.
Yeah. You were rolling back the years there, like you've never been away. It looked you and Martin Skirtle, the partnership, it was all very good at the back.
Yeah, it was okay, but you know, when you don't play football regularly, it's so tough. You know, all the small movements, all that. It's difficult. But it was a joy to be there.
Yeah, good, exactly. And 60,000 fans inside Anfield for a charity event, it's unbelievable. It is, absolutely. And raising money for a really good cause as well, extra special.
Yeah, of course. That's the real winners today, you know. And that's why we're here. That's why we're doing it. So it's just amazing that we can have so many people in the stadium supporting this course.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Just quickly on the centre-backs at Liverpool at the moment, obviously Virgil van Dijk, Ibu Konate, Joel Quansah, Joe Gomez, not bad.
No, not bad.
Daniel, top man.
We all enjoyed it. Yeah, it was great for everyone. There were 60,000 kids seeing a Liverpool team and what they thought, win a game, and raising great money for great causes.
Yeah, especially. I mean, you mentioned there a moment ago, like you were the assistant manager of obviously Rushy, Barnsley alongside Sven. Extra special having him with you.
Yeah, Yeah, we all showed him tremendous respect, and he deserves that, absolutely.
Yeah, well, the turnaround in the second half as well has become a bit of a habit this season for the Reds, get it done again.
Well, you know, we don't like getting beaten. We haven't been beat for a long time, so it's important, especially in front of your own crowd.
Yeah, you mentioned the crowd there, 60,000 obviously inside Anfield, billion for the foundation, billion for Forever Reds, really, really special occasion.
Yeah, you know, every time we've come here over the last 10, 15 years, the crowds have been unbelievable.
Yeah.
Amazing. The response we get from the general public and people alike all over the world, to be fair, is immense. And it doesn't surprise me, because I know what this club's all about.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. All the top man, thank you very much. Enjoy your day. Take care, mate. Nice one. How are you doing, mate? Okay, enjoy that?
Yeah, we're special playing for two teams that are close to my heart.
Of course, yeah, back at Anfield as well, 60,000 people, extra special occasion, really, really enjoyable.
Amazing. The support, fans came out almost like a normal Premier League game. But it was for a good cause, and I think it was an incredible day.
Yeah, what was it like linking up with Stevie again? Can't be bad.
No, yeah, special, of course. We know that Fernando Torres, even the other ones, Sami Hypia, Agger, we can name them. Special day.
100%, yeah, and obviously the Svengo and Ericsson factor as well. I mean, it's always a special day. These charity events go down really well. Made loads of great money for charity, but with Sven being here, it made it all the more poignant.
This is a good example of what type of club Liverpool is. You know, they always want to see how they can help and support, and I think they showed up again today for Sven.
Yeah, they certainly did. Yeah, just to bring sort of back to the present day now, Liverpool going for the Premier League and the Europa League. Think we can get it done second half of the season?
Yeah, no, of course. I mean, confidence is there. Of course, last game they lost Manchester United, but I think that shouldn't, can happen. But the confidence is there, the team is ready, and in my opinion, I don't see anything lacking. So they should.
Top man, man. Take care. Thanks, everybody. Cheers. Ishkam, well played. Enjoy that.
Oh, yeah. I really enjoyed it. I mean, every opportunity you get to play in the stadium in front of the almost a full house, it's a special feeling. And in the end, we won it, which is always, you know, an extra bonus, but really, it's special to be back and to see some of my old teammates and some of the other ex-players, and to share this experience. It's always something special.
Yeah, 100%. You changed the game as well. Second half, 2-0 down, half time, 4-2 winners. All about you?
No. It's all about the team. It's all about the spirit. You know, although it's a legends game, and it's a game which is not a part of any competition, but we are, you know, this mentality is, you know, deep inside us, we want to win, and all I did was pass to Stevie, and this is all I wanted to do in the second half. No, all credit to the guys. You know, we need to win, and we wanted to win for Mr. Eriksson, and we managed to do it.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Obviously, Sven's been around for a couple of days now. You had training last night. How amazing has it been to share this moment with him?
It's a special occasion. It's not easy to be in his position, and for someone like him, who've been everywhere, who coached on all kinds of levels, big clubs, national teams, to express his wish to coach and to be a part of this club, and it's something special for the club, for all our supporters and for ourselves. And we did everything, you know, to make this game, this day, as special as we could for him.
Amazing. Yeah, top man. Igor, thank you very much. Hello, everyone. I hope you've enjoyed that. I told you some Liverpool legends involved there. It really, really was an extra special day. And make sure you head to the LFC Foundation and donate if you possibly can. It really is for an incredible cause. I will see you all again very, very soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.